Yisod is based on this week's parasha, but the Yisod came to me nothing to do with this week's parasha. It came to me yesterday. The whole nine halach came a shtickle yesterday, but I had no time yesterday to develop it. This morning a shtickle, I still haven't developed it properly. But the rayon came, and this morning it was coming to me more and more. So I haven't mamish stuck it into the parasha yet. But it is, I mean, it's nageah to the idea that Yaakov we know is the tikkun of Adam Harishon. And the chiddush, the interesting zach of Yaakov Avinu is that he has to work so hard for his wives. That's something that we don't see. And he says avodcha. And he describes at great length when he has it out with Lavan. So he describes how hard he's been working day and night, and he had to work very 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 hard to get married. And to get the wife he wanted, and Michal to get married. You have to understand what was Lavan's cheshbon over here to make Yaakov Avinu work so hard to get his wife. We know that Lavan Arasha was a Ramai. Is hidden in all his plans. There were very, very, very tifa clippers over here. If we say in Hagadah Shel Pesach that the Lavan was worse than Paramelech Mitzrayim, Lavan Bikash Lakas Hakol, we don't find over here in the Pesukim that he was Bikash Lakas Hakol. But nevertheless, his plans and things that he made Yaakov do must have had very, very tifa cheshbonos in Klippa. So what was this inyan that he made Yaakov Avinu work very, very hard for his wives? The whole Arichas, Esrim Shana, I'm working so hard for you. What's the inim? What was Lavan's tifa cheshbon? So Yesh Loimah that Lavan had a murdika tifa cheshbon. That brings out the rishus of Lavan in the true colors. And here we have. We're going to see a moedik, a hafidik, a yisod in the whole inyan of Odom and Chava and the Nochash and Odom Rish and Ganeden that we've never discussed before. A lot of inyanim. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Nochash and Ganeden was supposed to be a mishenis, was supposed to be an ezer for Odom Rish. He was Odom Rish's shamash. The Nochash was Odom Rish's gabba. And he was like a makel, he was like a staff. And there's a marsha in Sanhedrin there. He was like a makel, he was like a staff for Adam Rishon to lean on. His tachlis, his tafkid in Gan Eden was to be Meshamish Adam Rishon. The idea is, and the emissary is about that the whole musuk of all Dvarim Gashmim, this is the yesesod that we discussed, this shtickle, that all Dvarim Gashmim are only created to be Meshamish the Kedusha. There's only one Metzias in the world, and that is the Metzias of Kedusha. Everything else is Nivra to be Meshamish the Kedusha. And when it's Meshamish the Kedusha, then it becomes one with the Kedusha. So there is only one Metzias. There is only one Metzias. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. There's only one Metzias. And everything is there to be Meshamish. And the more the Meshamish that Metzias, the more they Nichla, the more they become part of that Kedusha. So the Nachash was created to be an Inshenis for Adam Rishon. What about Chava? Esalai Ezer Kenegdo. The whole tachlis of the Isha is to be Meshamish, is to be an Ezer Lebala. And that's the Nakuda of Ezer Kenegdo. The person says Ezer Kenegdo. Zocha Ezer. Loi Zocha Kenegdo. Why can't there be a wife who's if she's not Meshamish so much, she's not such an Ezer, she's not a connector, who says she has to be a connector? Let's say she's not such a balabusta. Let's say she's not such an Ezer. There's no grey area over here. It's either an Ezer or it's connector. What's that? So she's not an Ezer. No, the answer is very teeth. The Isha corresponds to the same Bechin as the Nochash, corresponds to the Bechin to be Meshamish the Kedusha. The Zoya says regarding Avram and Sarah that Avram is the Neshama. The Adam is the Neshama, in Yiddishkeit, and the Isha is the Guf. And the guf is created to be meshamish, the neshama. There's no two metzias in Aveir. The guf's not a metzias. The guf is created to be nichlal, to be meshamish, the neshama. If the guf feels it's something else, that's already a connect, though. There can't be more than one. Ein shtei melochem meshtamshim bekesa echad. Can't be more than one. And there's only one, and that's the metzias of the kedusha. So the nochosh has to be that mashamish. Chava, the isha that was created to be an ezer, to be mashamish, the kedusha. Mashamish Adam Rishon, he's the klalis of nishmas, of all the neshamas, he's the klalis of the Adam, the kedusha. And everything's created to be mashamish him. And like the Mishnah says in Kedushin, the vanila in Vresi, other the shamish is koini, other rabbi. We're there to. All the Nevram are created to be Meshamish, the Adam, the Kedusha, and the Adam, the Kedusha is the one who's Meshamish, the Rabbi Mishalem. So there's really only one Metzias. What was the Pagam in Gan Eden? Ve'yisam Kelekim, Yoyde Toyura. Ve'yisam Kelekim. You can be Kelekim, you can also be somebody. The Nochesh doesn't want to be a Meshamish. The Nochesh doesn't want to be a Shamish. The Isha doesn't want to be a Meshamish. The whole Pagam of the Chet in Gan Eden was that they didn't want to be a Meshamish. They thought they could be Kelekim, they could be, there's Kedusha, we could be the Adam, we could be our Zach. We could be our independent Zach. Not that our whole Metzias is Ad Kama that we're Nichlal into the Kedusha. So here you see a Peldik Zach. What do you need the Guf for? The guf is moitzi the koyach of the neshama el apoel. Without a guf, the neshama is kulei potential. Can't do a maisa bepoel. Can't do a maisa mitzvah. With a guf, the neshama can be moitzi its koyach el apoel. Pshutay. The first mitzvah of the mission God, the mitzvah of Puruvu. The mitzvah of Puruvu is mamish nis nakuda. It's the shorish of the whole tachlis of the guf, of the whole tachlis of the isha. The Adam puts the Zerea into the Isha, the Koyach, and she's Moitzi El Apoel. There's only one Musig that we have in the world where there's an Inyan where she's Moitzi, the Nekeva is Moitzi El Apoel, and that's the Vlad. She's Moitzi the Vlad El Apoel. But since she represents the Guf, that's the whole Guf. That's the whole Tachlis of the Guf, that it can be Moitzi the Neshama's Koyach El Apoel. So that's why the first mitzvah is Puruvu. And the Rebbein Shlomo says that Rebbein Shlomo created Adam HaRishon. Chava wasn't created yet. And he already vinched him on Puruvu. And Rashi says there that Chava, the other by the Zochan and Keva Bar, and Chava was, they were first created together. And then Rashi says, no, Chava is going to be created later. But the Rebbein Shlomo already said that there's mitzvah Puruvu. For that you need the Isha. And the mitzvah of Puruvu is the dogma of all mitzvahs. The dogma that the guf, which is the isha is the guf, the yachas to the ish, and the guf's tachlis is to be moitzi the koyach al apoel of the nesham, of the ruchnis, of the kedusha, to be moitzi the kedusha al apoel, and that's exactly what the nekeva is doing. So that's why the first mitzvah is provable. That's moira and all the mitzvahs that kivin shemeis, the nesham needs the guf, nafshach nasachav shimena mitzvahs, because there's nothing to be moitzi the mitzvah al apoel. It's all koyach, it's all potential. There's nothing to be mutzi the koyach alapoyach. That's why that was the first mitzvah, because that mitzvah resembles exactly what she's for. She's there to be mutzi the baal's koyach alapoyach. She does the what's the word? That's a better word. The bitzua. The isha does the bitzua. She brings it out alapoyach. So with this we understand that the greatest koyach that the guf's meshamish the neshama, the greatest koyach that the isha is meshamish the baala, is when she has a child. Because then she's moitzi the baal's koyach el apoel. When she's moitzi the baal's koyach el apoel, then she's reached the climax of what she's there for. Then she's completely nichlal in the baal. Then she's completely nichlal in the kedusha. It's like when a goof lets the koyach and the shoma, the goof does a maisa mitzvah, So that's cool that it's Meshamish the Neshama. It's been Moitzi the Koch of Neshama Rapol. That's why the Neshama needs it. So therefore the Pasuk says, Al Kinyaz Vishis Ovev Ishtoi, Vedomak, Asa Ovev Eim, Vedomak Vishtoi, Vahoyu Lebasa Echad. Rashi says there, Vahoyu Lebasa Echad, Ali Dea Vlad. Through the Vlad they become Basa Echad. Pashim Shat is because it's Shutfim, more Nidda, that this comes from him and this comes from her. This Chelek of the Vlad's Guf, this Chelek of the Vlad's Guf. According to what's saying, it's Gevaldik. Vahoyu Lebasa Echad means that there's no Mokim for more than one. There's only Mokim for one, and that's the Metzias, the Kedusha. Everything else is there to be Meshamish. And when it's Meshamish properly, then it becomes Nichlal in the Kedusha. When is the Guf Meshamish properly? When it's Moitzi the Koyach HaNasham El Apoel. That's what it's there for, to be Meshamish, to be Moitzi the Koyach HaNasham. When that happens, it's Nichlal into the Kedusha. Aledei HaVlad, through the Vlad, that it's Moitzi El Apoel, it's Moitzi the Neshamah's Koyach El Apoel. I read the neshama is coming down into the world, and she's moitzi the koyach harapoel. So made it through that they become vahoyu lebasa echad. Through that they become a basa echad. So the kilkel in Gan Eden was that they didn't want to be meshamish. They didn't want that inyan of shimush. They didn't want that their home metzias is how to help them, how to help the kedusha. They wanted their own metzias. So therefore, you see the chava, the mashul, the klola, the chava got was behiroin, beitzav teldi, shtav a difficult heroin, shtav a difficult leida. Why dafka that was the oynish? What's dafka that midah keneged midah? Going to what we're saying, it's half of a fella. Because her whole koyach to be meshamish the Baal is to be moitzi la koyach mi koyach la poel. Which is the mitzvah puruvu, which is the klal of all the mitzvahs. That's the tachlis of the guf, that's the tachlis of the isha, to be moitzi la koyach la poel. She was nifkam in that. So she's not so moitzi koyach la poel anymore. She was mevaza her tafkid, so she lost that koyach. To be moitzi la koyach la poel. What's the classical moitzi koyach lapoel that we're talking about by Nishat? Have a child. So that's going to come bekoishi. That's going to come bekoishi. It's mamshe midda keneged midda. Odom, yeet from the itzadas. Vimkom, that everything should be meshamishim. Vimkom, that the whole bria is created to meshamishim. His kalala was, b'zeh sapecha toichalochem. He becomes an oibed adoma. He becomes an ebed of the adoma. The whole Adama was supposed to be his Eved. The whole Bria is supposed to be his Eved. The whole Bria is supposed to be Meshamishim. And by his Chelek, from eating from the Eitz Hadas, he made the Adama into a Metzias. And now, instead of the Bria being Meshamishim, he's Meshamish the Bria. He's become an Eved of the Bria. And that's his Klala. He has to work very, very hard. Comes an Eved. Yitzchok and Rivka, they have to bring on Yaakov Avinu as the tikkun of the chet of Adam, as we'll see. So Meira, therefore, that's why Eliezer Eved Avraham was dispatched. We discussed already last week that mitzad a person's goof, he's an Eved. Mitzad is Nasham, he's a ben from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chelik of a kamimah. Just like a ben is a chelik of his father. But mitzad a goof, a person's Eved. Eliezer Eved Avraham is a goof that's meshamish his other. It's a goof that understands that his whole metzias is to be meshamish the kedusha. And because that's his whole metzias, to be meshamish the kedusha, therefore he was chosen to make an emistik gazivug. Because an emistik gazivug is that the goof is meshamish the neshama, the isha is an ezer. When the Ishes and Eizah connect, that's an Emes de Gezivuk. So Eliezer was chosen for the Shidduch. Because Eliezer is a Bechinas, is an Eved, is Bechinas Guf, who's completely Meshamesh as Adoinu. Yofasich is Avde Ovis. Yosem Miteros HaShibonu. The Avde Ovis, the Eliezer Eved Avram, he was an Emes de Meshamesh. He represents the whole world. That the whole world is Meshamesh for Kedusha. And the biggest gili of this is in the Zivuk. So he's sent to find that Zivuk. Yitzchak is the Musag of Kedusha. Yitzchak is Kulei Kedusha. Yitzchak represents Kulei Kedusha. He's a Korban Oila. Vayeleil Oila. He's complete Kedusha. He's the Shpitz Kedusha. The whole Tachlis of the Bris to me Meshamesh the Kedusha. What was the middah that Rivka showed? She was Meshamesh. That she was Doila, and she was Meshamesh, and she was Meshamesh for him. She's got that koyach, that her whole mitzias is to be Meshamesh Yena. She's pasendik for Yitzchok. Because Yitzchok is the Kedusha, and the Tachlis of the Bria is that the Guf should be Meshamesh the Neshama. Yitzchok's Kulei Neshama, his Guf was burnt on the Mizbeach, Kilo. So he's Kulei Neshama. And Sora's, Zoya says, Bechinas Guf, the Isha is Bechinas Guf. So Rivka is a goof who understands that her whole musig is to be Meshamesh. When Eliezer, who's the Eved, saw that, so he says that's Mamish going to bring the goof to be Meshamesh and Neshama. That's going to bring the Kedusha together. And how does that bring together? How does the goof become one entity with the Neshama? Alitei the Vlad. Through the Vlad. That's going to be through Yaakov Avinu. So Mela, therefore, that's why if her whole Metzias is to be Meshamesh HaBaal, and you do that through being the Moitzi the Baal's Koyach El HaPoel, so therefore she wasn't Shayach to the Klal of Chava. And then when she had that pain, Tzai Roy and Imke Namazel Anoichi. Wasn't stand a kvetch that she's got pain. It's Mehecha Tesa should have that pain. That pain only comes if you have a Matora of your own. Not to be moitzi min hakoyach el hapoel. And then it's shver to be moitzi min hakoyach el hapoel because you mezalzel in that inyan. But if our whole musig is to be meshamish, the kedusha, to take the kedusha and to be moitzi the kedusha el hapoel, so that's the tikkun should become without pain. So imkein namaze anoichi.
She was feeling tzai later, or she was
tzai heroin. It says both. It says both. But I'm saying by the klolo of chava. It says both. Harbe arbe, it's voinech veheroinech. Etzav tel dibonim. So Rashi says there, it's voinech is tza gidl bonim. Heroinech is tza ibo. Etzav tel dibonim is tza leida. The whole parsha is the tza from the whole parsha. So on that, Hashem Eber said, "Vayomer Hashem lo." From that, Hashem Eber says, "Shtei goyim abitneich, shnei lomim imayich liperedu." There's an Esav over here, and we know that Esav's whole musig is, and that we have discussed before, that Esav's whole musig is that he doesn't want to be a meshamish of Yaakov Avinu. Pachad Gavot from the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Heilige Chasam Sofer says, now "Why did Esav come out first? Because Zevulun." Is mentioned first before Yisachar. Smach Zvulun mitz Yisachar, Yisachar ba'olach. Zvulun understands that his whole reason for working is to be Meshamesh Yisachar, is to feed Yisachar. So his whole mindset when he's working is that he's thinking of Torah, he's thinking of Yisachar the whole time. And maybe he's mentioned before Yisachar. Somebody understands that he's a Meshamesh of somebody else, and his whole matzav is to be Meshamesh another Koyach. So he has a din kedima to that koyach. Esav came out first, the Chasam Sofer says, because Esav's whole metzias was to be a meshamesh of Yaakov Avinu. And if you would have been a meshamesh of Yaakov Avinu, Esav is like the goof and Yaakov is the neshama. Yaakov is the ishtom yeshev haolam. He doesn't have any shayachas to kill it to the world. Esav was an ish sadek and was supposed to bring and feed Yaakov Avinu. That was supposed to be the arrangement. When he came out into this world, he became mamish like the nachash. He doesn't want to be a mashamish. That's the pagam. The pagam of the Eitz Hadas, mamish is the pagam of Esav. He is the pagam of the Eitz Hadas. He is the nachash. So made it with him, she had a very hard pregnancy. And we discussed before that when Yaakovina took away the brachas from Esav, when he had Yitzchak benching him instead of Esav, so when Esav of Russia asked, "Habracha achas avi, give me one bracha," his father benched him as achicho tavoid. You should be mishamish your brother. You should be an eved to your brother. And this is the emesik of bracha. And we discussed, I always had the kasha. It's mamish aloig l'rosh. He's asking for a bracha. You've given everything to Yaakov, now give me a bracha. What's the bracha? That you should be mishamish Yaakov. I ask for a bracha for myself. But the teretz is, and you see a pel de gazach, because you see that be'etzem, he gave Yaakov, gave Esav, Yisrael gave Esav the same brachas. Tal Shemayim, Mishman Oz, say the Hitzah, this way first, that, he gave him exactly the same brachas. He mentioned the Tal Shemayim, he mentioned the Mishman Oretz. Who's getting the Tal Shemayim, Mishman Oretz? Is it Yaakov Esav? No, about that, it means you're going to be part of Yaakov Avinu's. Tal Shemayim, Mishman Oretz, Yaakov Avinu got. And he's telling Esav that if Achicha Tavoid, if you're Mishamish the Kedusha, you become more Metzias with the Kedusha. So that Tal Shemayim, Mishman Oretz is going to be for you as well. Just like it is for him. He's going to become Basa Echad with him. It's the biggest bracha, is Achicha Tavid. Biggest bracha. But Esau's tragedy was like the Nochash. The whole Pagam of Gan Eden. The Nochash and Chava, they don't want to be a Mashamish. That's Esav Zach. They don't want to be a Mishnah the Melech. They have to be the Melech themselves. Haman made that mistake, and he was second to Achashverosh. He's not happy with that. Hagam Lichvash Shasamalke Imi Baboyes. He wants to take over the palace. He wants to take over from Achashverosh. They don't want to be a Mishnah. They don't want to be a Mishamish. Even though being a Mishamish of a Melech means that you live in the palace and you've got all the money in the world, you've got everything. But they want to be the Zachalein. They want to be a Zachichotah. They don't want to have that Musa Zachichotah. Esav didn't understand that to be a bracha. His Bechina was Ve'isim Chalikim. Today we're living in the Ix of the Mashicha of the Golas Edom. And it's a Pelig Gazach that you see that all those who are created to be a Mashamish are breaking away and trying to become their own Zach. In the very modern circles, you have all these women's groups, and women's minyanim, and they want to have their own money, and they're fighting for rights. Shaitim Shaboilam. That's exactly what the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was. You're created to be an Ezer, and your whole Atzlacha, and your whole privilege, and your whole Zchus. So the Gemara, Noshim V'mai Zachim, the Gemara Brachas. Take the child to cheder. They wait for the husbands to come back. You mishamish. You mishamish the kedusha. You mishamish the kedusha. Your kodesh v'tar. Zvon came before you, Yisachar. But the clip of Esav is that whoever's created to be mishamish doesn't want to be a mishamish. Yodah echezes Yaakov, who's echezes ba'akev Esav, means that Ikas of the Mashiach will be the strongest. Indian of this, just before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas is going to be the Gamri Mesukim, just before it's going to be rectified completely, it comes out in its strongest point. And the strongest pull of that is what you see nowadays. And that's why Yaakov is being Oichas ba'akev. Akev of Esav means the Akev of the Golas Edom, which comes from Esav. There the Yidden will have an Achizah. That's why this thing just came out. And the reform, and the ladies who want to go to the koisel, and they wear this, they come to the koisel with talis and tefillin. These things in this bizyak, girls, my daughters go every Rosh Chodesh in the morning, they wake up early not to let them in. Against the geshef. They're fighting to get in. They want to be like men. You should go in. But that's mamish. That's exactly what the Echet of the Eitz Hadas was. People going out to work today, it's become a metzias, it's become a career on its own. start a word career. What's a career? Zebulun went to work for a career. He went to work to feed Yisachar. He had one thing in mind all the time. You find the Rachman was nifta last week, 2 weeks ago. He was a Yid, whose whole wealth and all his tzatzlacha was to get on the plane and to come to Israel and give it all out to Tzatzlacha. That was what was going on in his mind. I mean, he's losing his money. I know his son's a chava of mine. And he lost most of his money. And the first thing he has, which yeshivas now won't he be able to? I remember his son saying that his father's biggest worry is which yeshivas is he going to be able to support, and which yeshivas won't he be able to support anymore because he's lost his money. That's a tick of the kamech. He feels his whole, instead of feeling gaiva de kagoshes, adrabe, his whole metzias is that he's meshamish the kedusha. But this whole idea of career, of making a career, you're making a dovash b'fnei atzmoi, it's the same as the women going b'fnei atzmoi. There's only one metzias, and that's the metzias of the kedusha. That's all, that's the only metzias. Everything else is mishamish, and the more it's mishamish, the more it's becoming one metzias with the kedusha. And then it's got all the midas of the kedusha. That was the richest of Lavan. The woman is created to be an Azer, Labala. To work hard for Labala. Lavan's plan was to make the whole Kilkel over again. The Yaakov should be an Eved to get his wives. Instead of the whole musig, is that she's an Ezer to him. And Bichlal making Yaakovina work hard. B'zeh sapecha toicha lochem is a klal of Adam lacha achet. Yaakov's doch the tikkun achet. Yaakov's the tikkun achet. We don't find that Avraham and Yitzchak that they worked hard, Bichlal. Say that they were choifah. Beiris, but this idea of working and working and working and working hard. Avraham Avinu was a gvi. Yitzchak Avinu b'chalal didn't have shayches to the world. Yaakov Avinu, dafke the one, the shufa de Yaakov came shufa de Adam Rishon to bring the world back to its tikkun. The Yaakov shouldn't work. B'zeh sapecha toich halach wasn't set by him. Why? Because he's got a wife who works. He's got an Ezer. And here he's got to work very hard. To become an Eved, Avadaticha all these years, to be able to get a wife. Ki'ilu, you're being Meshabed the Neshama to work for the goof, instead of the goof to work for the Neshama. That's being Munea the Tikkun Hashanim. It's turning everything upside down. That's where it comes from, that the Kedusha, eventually, after the person becomes so Magushim, the Kedusha becomes an Eved. Instead of the other way around, to the guf, the neshama becomes meshuba to the guf. Instead of the guf being meshuba to the neshama. That was Lavan's plan. That's how teeth his rishis was. And that's the whole musig, that the person becomes, the Yetzirah is called the Melech Zokin Miksil, and a person becomes Meshubah to the Yetzirah, and a person becomes an Eved to the Yetzirah. It's exactly what Lavan was trying to do. He's trying to, instead of that being Meshamish that, it's going to work Faket. And that's to be Menea, that's Mamish to be Menea the Inyan, to be Menea the Inyan, to be Menea the Tikkun HaShalem. That's the love of Mikish Laka. That's the Zen Lomazer of Yaakov and Esau. And that's why when Yosef became Melech later in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov came back, and Yaakov wasn't working anymore, Yosef was feeding them. And there the pasuk says, "Vayochzubah, vayifru, vayir b'moed." They multiplied in Mitzrayim. That's where they were masakin the whole zach. That's where they multiplied. Multiplied means where the goof is being mashar. The goof is being moitzi el apoil. And then there's no betzah heroinech. Then there's none of that. When he's being supported, is that's where the Akavina reached his tikkun. So hint, the avodah is in the last moments of the galus. The avodah is that a person's got to be meshabed his goof to his neshama. A person's got to make sure and has got to work for it that the world should have it crystal clear. That there's only one metzias, there's only one adoin, and that's the kedusha. And everything else, if you're not oisik the kedusha the whole time, then you have to realize you're an eved to be meshamish the kedusha. Like Yitzchok and Rivka. And only then will the matzah go back to like it was before the Chet of Adam Rishon. That was mamish the whole story in Gan Eden. The Noch, the pegama of the Nochash and the pegama of Chava was exactly the same pegama. That's why the Nochash went to Chava first. Not just because Noshim Dat and Kalis. It's the same plan. The Nochash was a Meshamish of Adam, and he disliked that. And so he goes to Chava and he says to Chava, you're also a Meshamish of Adam. Why should us two be Meshamishim of Adam? Why should our whole Metzias be other Rabbi? It's not even a Metzias. The more we Meshamish, the less our own Metzias, the more we become Nichlal in Adam's Metzias, in the Kedusha's Metzias. So Adam, I mean the Nochash and Chava, they both had common ground. In their taina, that when Adam Rishon is around, they have to be Meshamish, and they're not able to bring themselves out. But they didn't realize that the whole tachlis was to let Adam's koyach come out min hakoyach lapoel. That's the tachlis of the world. That makes the whole world into one metzias, into a bechina v'oyu l'baso echa. Chazal said that the Nochash was Baal Chava. A human and an animal who were Baal Chad al-Sheni, a Reuben and Nirva, it's not Shaykh to be Moitzi anything when HaKoyach al-Apoel. That's his Nusab saying that our whole Tachlis is not to be Moitzi Yenis Koyach al-Apoel. We have our own Tachlis. So there's no Toldus. Told us is only Konzman, you're Meshamish, you're a Tzino, you're helping somebody else being Moitzi's Koyach al-Apoel. Bo Chava, Bo Nochash al Chava is the Musug of having someone without Told us, without becoming Bosa Echad. You don't become Bosa Echad. Only an Ish V'Ishtay can become Moyu with Bosa Echad. Of a Nochash and a Chava can't become Moyu with Bosa Echad. That was the old Zach. We're not here to be Meshamish, we're not here to become Nichlal in the Metzias of Kedusha. Why should we have our own Metzias? That's Pshat, the Bo'ah Nochash al Chav. That was the whole Pagam, that was the whole Kilkel of these stars. Not to let the Guf, whatever you want to call it, the Guf, the Gashmis, that it should totally be called a means of being Meshamish the Neshom. Every Ish has to understand that it's a privilege, a Moedic a privilege, for her to be Meshamish his Baalah, to be Meshamish the Kedusha. Hopefully she has a Baalah who's an Adam Kaddish. And then she has to realize that she's been Meshamish the Kedusha is the biggest Chia that she can have. And if she doesn't like that, then she's making the same mistake as Esau. It's a Chicha Tavoid. Yitzchak's giving Esau the biggest Bracha. You don't want that Bracha. That's the biggest tragedy. Because you're not a Metzias. Your whole Metzias is a Zoyvav, how you're Nechal to the Kedusha. Yourself, you're not a Metzias. You try to make yourself into a Metzias. Is other of it. A lot of these women, they don't want to get married. They want to learn many years before they get married, and they want to become very learned, and they want to become very dus and very yens. It's not just the hepach haTorah. It's mamish the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The whole inyan of sending women to school is a chiddush of Sarah Shneira, which was a Eis Lasis Lashem, which had a lot of esnagdus with it. Echad Eitz HaGol should become learned. She's there to be Meshamish. it's in the modern world, it sounds derogatory what we're saying, Kiruli. The woman should remain illiterate. But the emes is that she's not an eved, but an eved is always known that he's illiterate. No intellectual people became slaves. Why? Because the tachlis is to be mishamish the kedusha. So the isha her tachlis was to be mishamish the kedusha. It's a milah of hers. And in the NFL, she'll have the same schar as the other. She'll become basa echad with him. She helps him steig and she helps him be moitzig mekoich al apoel. It's gewaltig. It's all part of that klippa. It's part of the klippa's nachash, which came out later in Esav, which is the Golas Eden, which is what we're all suffering now from. Rome is also Golas Eden. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Rome, by the Tchis HaMesim, when the Baruch Hashem is going to be done in Rome, so Rome's going to say that we built bridges for Klal Yisrael, we mishamish Klal Yisrael. So the Baruch Hashem is going to say, Shaitim Atim. You only had yourselves in mind. Why is this the whole din advarm and the shakavatari over there? Because that's the pagam of Esav. Don't turn around to me now and say that you tried to be mishamish. Your whole pagam is that you wanted to be your own mensch. So don't come and hack and chine that you were trying to be mishamish. If you would have been mishamish, then you'd have been nichlan in the kedusha, and because of that, you're a shoyter, shoyter matter. This is the Golas Roimi. This is the Golas Edom. This is the Golas Roimi. So the more we meshabe the guf to the neshama, the more we mechanech the girls that they should be zoicha to marry a Talmud Chacham and to help them learn and steig. The more the gashmius has a tshuka to be nichlal into the ruchnius, is the more the tikkun hashalim of zoicha mitzvah Hashem to Mashiach to b'kein v'meir b'yameinu amen. It's a very big yisod. Everything's become even in the very, very modern circles, even they're using the Torah as a means. They're trying to use the kedusha as a means to be. That's the whole issue of a person who learns kedei leschabed bo and to karadim lachbe bo, to make Torah into a means for them when they are holding tears. It's mamish faker. It's mamish a klipa. It's the biggest klipa, the biggest kilkul. Torah remains Torah. Torah, Kedusha remains the Metzias. That's the Metzias. Everything around it is to be Mishamash the Torah. Biggest schus is to be an Eved of the Torah. So all that we've discussed this before, this was all the Gedolim. Nismach Moshe v'manas chelki ki Eved ne'emon parosalo. Rabbi Treb always used to quote the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin and everything. Ani lo nivreisi el l'shamish as koini. Ani lo nivreisi used to say a very lot. Ani lo nivreisi el l'shamish as koini. The tzaddikim realized that the whole tachlis is to be mishamish the kedusha. That the whole bria is to be mishamish the tzaddik and the tzaddik to be mishamish the Rebbeinu Shlom. The whole bria is here to be an ezer to the kedusha. An ezer to the tzaddikim, an ezer to the Torah, an ezer, help the Torah, help the Torah, and then you're nichlal into the Torah. That musuk, that if you're a meshamish, then you become hainu ach. That's the vote of the Meshech Chachma by the badim, by the oran. That by the badim of the oran, it says, lo yasur memenu, you're not allowed to take the badim away. By the other kelim, you are allowed to take the badim away. But by the there, it's lo yasur memenu. So he says, because the toim chay Torah are a chelik of the Torah. If you understand what the chelik of Meshech Chacham means to say is, if you understand that your whole tachlis is to be mashamish the Torah, then you're a basa echad with the Torah. That's the same lo yasur mimenu. If people would really realize that, then a lot more people would be allowed to go out and work. The problem is we're living in Roimi. And we're saying, I hear from boys, you know, boys telling me, no, I'm not cut out for learning. I'm going to be the philanthropist. We built bridges. Who did you build the bridges for? Why did you want to become a millionaire? Lo meherin de emes. Taka, only for the tzorach of Talmud Chacham? So let's look at your house. Let's look at your office. Let's look at your lifestyle. Let's see if the only reason why I wanted this to be mishamish the Talmud Chacham. The Romans are also going to say we built the bridges for Torah. We built the bridges. We only wanted to become wealthy to support Torah institutions. That's what the Romans will say. And there are Yidin Mataka, like Moshe Reichman and Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, there are Yidin Mataka that was there. But the Hamoinam, to say that Hamoinam today is going careering in their career only Ach Merak because they want to be Meshamish the Kedusha, do me a favor. We're living in Golas Roimi. You're knowing it's not your fault. It's the Koyach of Esav that's so strong. And for him, it's Achicha Tava. It wasn't a Bracha. For him, it's Achicha Tava. It was a Klala for him. And that's where it's so easy to get caught into. It's better going to a career of Torah where you're taka mishamish the Torah, where you're teaching Torah, where you're helping be moitzi chedushe Torah min hakoyach el hapoel, and you're helping being bringing out Torah and helping print Torah, whatever the case is. Then enachanami, then you're being mamala the tachlis. Then you become one taka with the kedusha. Okay, well, it's late.